I don't know whether you normally use that modern form or whether you normally use the traditional. You normally use traditional. Well, normally I've done that with you as well. But I thought one of the things that we might explore just a little bit together is how we take change. And as I noticed that you have a little bit of change, may not be quite so new for you as it is for me, but I haven't seen your projector, I don't think, when I've previously been leading the service. So that's something new. So I thought we'd do something else new as well. But how do you normally react to new things? Do you actually enjoy change? Let's have a straw poll. If you think you enjoy change more than you dislike it, then put your hand up. Okay, that's interesting. There's a group of people who like change all together in that pew there, and the rest of us don't seem to like change very much at all. And that's understandable, and sometimes it actually does vary with age. We perhaps become a little bit more set in our ways. Can I ask you something else, which I'll show you how it's related in a moment? Have you got a particular Bible figure that you really admire? Anyone? David, okay. Hosea, okay. Jesus, okay. Paul? Any others? Yeah? The person who wrote the creation story. Okay, which possibly was Moses, yes? Okay, that's an interesting guess. And if I had to name one, I'd probably name Daniel. But I noticed that nobody has come up with Jonah. And we're actually going to look at Jonah today. And Jonah is almost an anti-hero, if you like, because nobody particularly admires the way that he went on. We might actually sympathize with him. We might think, well, actually, he had a pretty hard task. But we don't really admire him. And part of his issues might have been that he didn't want things to change, that he wanted things to be where God was the God of Israel only. He didn't want to see it in any other way. And sometimes we can find it difficult as well to actually view things from a different viewpoint. And hopefully, as we look a bit at Jonah later on, we'll actually see and be challenged by that ourselves.